Chaturanga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi, Pashtyatya Desha Tarane. We are here in ISKCON Tohoku on May the 1st. We are hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 9, The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev in the Presence of Lord Krishna. Today's verse number 46. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tasya.
Tasya.
Nirharanadini.
Nirharanadini.
Samparatam. Samparetasya.
Samparetasya.
Bhargava.
Bhargava.
Yudhishthira.
Yudhishthira.
Karayitva.
Muhurtam
Bhukito
Bhavat
Tasya
Niharanadini
Sampare Tasya
Bhargava
Yudhishthira Karayatva Muhurtam Bhukito Bhavat. Please chant. For the dead body of Bhishma Dev, Maharaj Yudhisthira was momentarily overtaken with grief. O descendant of Bhrigu Shonaka, after performing funeral rituals for the dead body of Bhishma Dev, Maharaj Yudhisthira was momentarily overtaken with grief. Purport. By His Divine Grace, the Founder Acharya of ISKCON, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Bhishma Dev was not only a great family head of Maharaj Yudhisthira, but also he was a great philosopher and friend to him, his brothers, and his mother. Since Maharaj Pandu, the father of the five brothers, headed by Maharaj Yudhisthira, had died, Bhishma Dev was the most affectionate grandfather of the Pandavas and caretaker of the widowed daughter-in-law, Kunti Devi. Although Maharaj Dhritarashtra, the elder uncle of Maharaj Yudhisthira, was there to look after them, his affection was more on the side of his 100 sons, headed by Duryodhana. Ultimately, a colossal clique was fabricated to deprive the five fatherless brothers of the rightful claim of the kingdom of Hastinapur. There was a great intrigue common in imperial palaces, and the five brothers were exiled to the wilderness. But Bhishma Dev was always a sincerely sympathetic well-wisher, grandfather, friend, and philosopher to Maharaj Yudhisthira, even up to the last moment of his life. He died very happily by seeing Maharaj Yudhisthira to the throne. Otherwise, he would have long ago quitted his material body instead of suffering agony over the undue sufferings of the Pandavas. He was simply waiting for the opportune moment because he was sure and certain that the sons of Pandu would come out victorious in the battlefield of Kurukshetra as his lordship Sri Krishna was their protector. As a devotee of the Lord, he knew that the Lord's devotee cannot be vanquished at any time. Maharaj Yudhisthira was quite aware of all these good wishes of Bhishma Dev, and therefore he must have been feeling the great separation. He was sorry for the separation of a great soul and not for the material body which Bhishma Dev relinquished. The funeral ceremony was a necessary duty, although Bhishma Dev was a liberated soul. Since Bhishma Dev was without issue, the eldest grandson, namely Maharaj Yudhisthira, was the rightful person to perform this ceremony. It was a great boon to Bhishma Dev that an equally great son of the family undertook the last rites of a great man. Trinadapi suniche na tarari vasahishnuna amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari hare nama hare nama hare nama eva kevalam kalo nastyeva 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 gati ranyata hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare. Thank you for this privilege of speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam. So Niharana Adini, funeral ceremony. In Vedic culture, in Hindu culture, there are many, many samskaras. These samskaras are important because they ensure a very nice society. As we are all witnessing day by day in this Kali Yuga, especially in the last few years, how human society has become so violent, so degraded, so vicious, that it is unbelievable. We read the headlines every day, and every day we're shocked once again how cruel human beings can be. We're just shocked. And we know that this is early in the age of Kali, and things are not going to get better. Things are going to get worse. But we always remember the one of the final statements of the Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the final instructions of Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. Kalaya dosha nide rajan. Shukadev tells us, Kali Yuga is an ocean. What kind? An ocean of faults, bad things, bad news. It's an ocean. What does ocean mean? Wave after wave after wave. You go to the beach, the waves don't stop. They just keep one after the other. That's Kali Yuga, a wave of misery, one after the other. Asti eko mahan guna. But, Shukadev says, there's one good thing. Eka, you know this word. You're all Indian. You know this word 100 years before I did. Ek, one. What is that one good thing? Kirtanad eva krishnasya. The kirtan of Krishna, and that is significant. Shukadev could have used so many words, but he specifically used krishnasya, of Krishna. He didn't say rudrasya, the kirtan of Rudra. He didn't say of Ganesh. No, he said who? It's Krishna kirtan. That is significant. It is Krishna kirtan. That's why Lord Chaitanya brought this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He has given us this Maha Mantra. Krishna's name is there. So kirtanad eva krishnasya, and what's the result? Mukta sanga parang vrajet. Don't worry. You live this one short life as a devotee in Kali Yuga? Just be a devotee. What is a devotee? One who chants. Simple. Lord Chaitanya was asked that. What's a devotee? Simple. Does he chant? Is he chanting Hare Krishna? Then he's a devotee. So, just keep in mind, no matter how bad it's going to get, and it is going to get bad, it's going to get bad globally and personally. In your own life also, there are going to be things. You don't worry. Don't get disturbed. Calm down. Chant Hare Krishna. Mukta, why? Because after this short life, where are you going? Back home. Back. Important word. You were already there. Back. Just like I was here in 2011, I came back. After May 11th, I will go back to my home in Los Angeles. You don't go back to some place you never were. I can't say I'm going back to Antarctica. I was never there. So that very phrase, back to Godhead, means you were already there. All right? That's where you're going if you simply spend this one lifetime, short lifetime, simply chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That's it. Just chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In what's his name's book? Shruti Kirti, Prabhupada's servant, one of the first to do the massage and cooking and so many different things. So there's this one excerpt where Prabhupada chanted his 16 rounds and he said, now I can do any damn thing I want. To make a point, do this. Don't neglect to do this, because this is what it's all about. This chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Kirtanad Eva Krishna. And tolerate one short life, wherever it may be, Tawako, or Los Angeles, or Kathmandu, wherever you may be, right? I think the devotees are doing some kind of food distribution. Is that what I saw on Facebook someplace? There's the devotees. Of course, they don't give us any, I don't see it on CNN or Fox News channel, but they should be showing what the devotees are doing. Right? Because that's devotees. Devotees know, okay, whether it's this or that, we have to do our devotional service. We have to chant, distribute prasadam, Lord Chaitanya's program. Chant, dance, take prasadam. That's why I joined this movement. As I've said 100 times, because 95% of my preaching is with Indians. And I've said it 100 times. Hey, I didn't join a Hindu religion, no offense. I did not join a Hindu religion. I joined what religion? Chant, dance, take prasadam. That's what I signed up for. Okay? No prasadam? Bye. That's why I could never be converted to some other ism. Muslimism, Judaism, Christianism. Huh, where's your samosa? Where's your pakora? Where's your kandvi? What? What are you eating? What is this garbage they eat? No. Krishna Prasad. Palak Paneer. This is what I joined for. Everything else came after. But chant Hare Krishna. Chant the names of God. I've done in my preaching, I've spoken at many funeral ceremonies. And many times I'll refer to Bhishma in the funeral lecture. Generally, I refer to second chapter of Gita, where Krishna says, not once, not twice, not several times, Na tvam sochitam arhasi. No need to lament. Of course, family members, they're going to lament. That's understandable. But the idea is not that you lament to the extent that you don't do your duty. All right, later on, it'll mention. And even there's that incident when Shalva, when he produced the false Vasudev and killed him, Krishna was affected, right? So it's not that we don't have feelings or affection for family members. We do, but not that it overrides us and then we stop doing our duty. We must do our duty, regardless of the situation. It may be difficult, may be very, very hard, but we have to do our duty. And the topmost duty, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, as Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the spiritual master gives many services, but the first service, chanting 16 rounds. That's the first order of the spiritual master. Now, you have spiritual masters of my God brothers, disciple of Prabhupada. They're not going to say anything different. They have to repeat what Prabhupada says. Prabhupada says, first order of the spiritual master, chant 16 rounds. There's another story I heard when I was new devotee, when I was Bhakta Nick in Brooklyn Temple. There's the story that the way it was told to me, that in the beginning, Prabhupada said, okay, 64 rounds. The devotee said, it'll take us all day. Then Prabhupada said, 32 rounds. The devotees came back, we can't do that. So then Prabhupada said, okay, 16 rounds and not one Hari Rama less. And it's written, 16 rounds. And according to that book, Shruti Kirti's book, Prabhupada was also chanting 16 rounds. And Prabhupada was chanting 16 rounds as a householder too. There's that story. Prabhupada was saying that the best way to do it, especially in reference to a grihastha who has to work a regular job, so you do 4 rounds before breakfast, 4 rounds before lunch, 4 rounds before dinner, and before you go to bed, final 4 rounds, you've done it. Living in the temple is different. You can get your rounds done. But if you're not living in the temple, you have a job and you have... So Prabhupada's given a nice formula. 4, 4, 4, 4. It can be done. So the funeral ceremony, I always mention at funeral ceremonies, this is a wake-up call. Here is your friend, your relative. That person that you knew is already taken birth somewhere else or is with Krishna. But now what about you? Are you ready? Are you prepared? There's even a English phrase in some book. Ask not for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. Because in the Christian tradition, when there's a funeral, the church bell rings, ding. So they, who died? And don't worry about who died. That's your call, right? It's you. You're next. I'm next. This month I'll turn 65. So how many more years I got? 25? No guarantee. No guarantee, even 5 days. So I'm thinking now, not much time left, better get serious. Better get serious about Krishna consciousness. Dead body. That's the first thing you learn, Bhagavad Gita. The next word was Samparetasya, of the dead body. Bhagavad Gita is the first book of transcendental knowledge, beginning. So what's the first thing that Krishna instructs? Not Rasa Leela. First thing Krishna instructs is, you're not the body. You're not American. You're not man. You're not woman. You're not, no. You are spirit soul. You're eternal. This material body and mind is not who you are. That's the first lesson of transcendental knowledge. And that has to be understood first. Then Bhargava, O descendant of Bhrigu. So the speaker, who's speaking? Who's telling this story? Who's what we're reading, who's narrating? Yes, Sutta Goswami. Because Bhagavatam is conversation within conversation within conversation. So sometimes you got to think, okay, who's, where are we? Who's telling what? So it's good to know. So it's Sutta, and he's speaking to, O descendant of Bhrigu, that's Shaunaka Rishi, because he's the president of the assembly of sages who have assembled in Naimisharanya. And we recall, why are these sages there? Why are the sages of Naimisharanya there? They're there to do what? What are they doing?
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice. For how long? For whose benefit? Yes. The people of Kali Yuga. Very good. That's a sage. Where do you find people like this nowadays? Devotees, but in the material world, who are thinking of others' benefit, that they're going to do austerities and penances, not for themselves, but for somebody else's benefit. These are great sages, that they're doing this because, oh, we have to do something for this people of Kali Yuga, because they know the opening statements. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagyahi upadrata. People are unlucky, got so many bad habits, they're misinformed, they're misled, misguided, and most of all, always disturbed. Jai Shishi Gornitai ki ji, Nafji ki jai. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Nisringa Bhagavana ki jai. Iskan Tuwako ki jai. New Temple ki jai. Hey. Prabhupada ki jai. No Nisnirantra, stop. So that's significant that they were doing for our benefit. So we are also like that. We're devotees. But Prabhupada, by his example, gave us a heritage that we are not like the yogis, even the modern day yogis. They're only interested in myself. You see them with their mat and their tight clothes, and they go to Starbucks, and then they go to their yoga class. But what's it about?
Body.
They're not going there for spiritual realization. They're going so that they can have better sex life. Or maybe, no, some of them, I know, some of them, they're going for health. It's okay, that's acceptable. But it's not spiritual. It's all material. But devotees, we are doing spiritual activities. We are not doing material activities. Everything we do in this movement is a spiritual activity. everything, even sweeping the floor. This is a spiritual activity. He's moving his hand. That's a spiritual activity. That's spiritual yoga. That's called archanam. Everything you're cooking, taking care of your children in Krishna consciousness, this collecting for the temple, that's also spiritual activity. Everything connected with this movement is a spiritual activity, not material. So, but the main point is, the purpose of this temple is not for ourselves, it's for others. Why do we want to build a new temple? So that others will come. Why are we doing deity worship? So that people will come, get attracted. Why do we have class? Why do we go out and distribute books? Why do we do kirtan? Why do we do everything in this movement is to benefit others so that they may come to Krishna consciousness and be delivered. Simultaneously, we are saving ourselves. But our focus is not just on ourselves. Our focus is on others. By helping others, also you benefit. And it was so nice the way it was explained to me as a new devotee. That if you go out and you give Krishna consciousness, say you have 10%. So if you go out and give that 10%, at the end of the day, what's your account? 20. No bankster, nobody out there can give you that return on investment. Say I'm a charitable man. So I have $100. All right. I'll give you 10, I'll give it. But that $100, gone. Deducted from my account. But in Krishna consciousness, if I distribute at the end of the day, my account doubled. I like that. Just like my wife. She's very intelligent. She works a regular job there in Los Angeles, works long hours, and yet I'm traveling all over the world. She's working, I'm preaching. Why is she could very well say, hey, I'm going to stay home, you get a job. Why does my wife agree, right? She's 56, maybe she's like 59, right? So why is she working a job just so that I can travel the world and preach? Why? Because she knows she's getting half of my benefit. Very smart. Very smart. Yes. Prabhupada has those who study Prabhupada, you will learn amazing things. Prabhupada has given, he showed it as an example. He spent his life giving. Who comes at 7 years old by themselves on a boat to start a worldwide movement? Who does that? Prabhupada. Who suffers two heart attacks just so that others can benefit? Prabhupada. Who tolerates living with the most degraded people, as we were in the 60s, the people, Prabhupada was not attracting the upper echelons of society, right? Who tolerates that? Prabhupada. Why? Because like Prahlad, we're going to hear tonight about Prahlad. Like Prahlad, Prabhupada's anxiety is, I see all these people rotting in material existence without any Krishna consciousness. This gives me pain. Prabhupada came to America to save us. Completely had no And Prabhupada didn't live in fancy hotels, five-star hotels. No, where did he stay? In his temples. Yudhisthira, in this chapter, we heard how after the battle of Kurukshetra, Yudhisthira was despondent. You would think they had suffered all those years. His wife had been dishonored. They had tolerated so much. They won the battle. You think, hey, we did it. Now let us enjoy. No. After the battle, he's upset. Why? Because so many people have died from me. He cannot imitate the character of Yudhisthira. He can't even approach it. It's just beyond comprehension. His piety and religious, even his wife, even Draupadi was sometimes like, sometimes you read Yudhisthira, you think it's too much. He's too good. You could say too good to a fault. But that's Yudhisthira. He's setting this example. Such a, all those five Pandavas and Draupadi and Kunti, their character is just too good, too wonderful. So Yudhisthira was upset that so many millions people died just so that he could become king. And what did we read? Krishna couldn't change his mind. Think about that. Even Krishna wasn't able to make him feel better. Neither Vyasadeva. So then Krishna said, okay, let's go see Bhishma Dev. But Bhishma Dev, he was able to take Yudhisthira and make everything okay. So this chapter, we have heard the excellent teachings of Bhishma Dev. After all, he's Mahajan, one of the 12 authorized persons in the science of devotion. He's one of the 12. In other words, whatever Bhishma Dev says, take it to the bank. You know it's going to be solid. No hanky-panky. It's verified. Tonight we will hear Prahlad. He's also Mahajan. Anything that Prahlad's saying, note it down, because you know it's solid. It's good. It's true. So Yudhisthira has heard from Bhishma Dev how he should see things now in the proper light. And one of the favorite things that Bhishma Dev says, nobody can understand the plan of Lord Sri Krishna. That's a very... I'm sorry. I see this is very sensitive. Nobody can understand the plan of Lord Sri Krishna. Even their great, great munis and rishis, nobody can understand Krishna's plan. Nobody. So what should you do? You simply follow Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita, live your life like that, see how it comes out. I made that decision July 15th, 1973. I decided that, all right, here I am, 23 years old. I have finally decided that this life I'm giving to Prabhupada and Krishna. And I just posted this morning on Facebook. I would make that same decision now. Now I'm 65. I would make that same decision 100 times over. Best decision I ever made in my life, to join this movement. Best decision. No regrets. Yes, I have, things have happened. Things have happened. But still, doesn't matter. I used to have a devotee friend in L.A., Hari Dave. He had a great saying. He came to Krishna consciousness like in his 60s. He was in his elderly gentleman, black man. And he used to always say, "My worst day in the temple is still better than my best day outside the temple." That's Krishna consciousness. And I have the same feeling. Yes. So Yudhisthira was concerned, but because of Bhishma Dev, now he was able to see things in the proper light. Because Bhishma Dev said, "It is Krishna's plan that he wants you to rule. That's Krishna's plan. So just accept it. Be happy. That's all." Krishna says, "Surrender to me. I'll take care of the rest." And I sometimes give a lecture from the incident in the Mahabharata about how Krishna says, abandon all varieties of religion, right? And many times I would think, why is Krishna saying that? Why does Krishna say, abandon all varieties? It sort of sounds strange coming from God. Abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to me. You might start to think, wait, is Krishna consciousness some kind of immoral? Because why is Krishna saying abandon religion? But then there's that incident in the Mahabharata when just before the battle, Krishna has a private meeting with Karna. It's a private meeting on the chariot. And Krishna, and this is right after Kunti has told Karna who he is and how she's his mother. So it's right after that. And it's after Krishna spoke in the assembly. And Krishna's about to go back to Virat. The war is about to begin. So Krishna and Karna, they're on the chariot. They drive away, private conversation. Krishna tells Karna, "Karna, why don't you join our side?" Then Krishna says, "If you join, Yudhisthira and his brothers will accept you as the leader." What a great offer. What if somebody, if tomorrow Krishna said to you, "Okay, do this and you'll be the head of Microsoft. Would you take it?" Pretty good offer, right? Right? But that's not all that Krishna offered Karna. "You become the head of the Pandavas. All of them will follow you. I will follow you." So that's two. Not only will all the... Krishna said, "I will also follow you." I take that deal in a second. Krishna's going to follow me? Get away, man. I got Krishna here. Don't talk to the hand. I'm saying, I got Krishna. And then the third thing, this is the one that blows my mind. Krishna tells Karna, not only that, in time, Draupadi will approach you like she does a husband. You see what he's saying? That means he's going to have Draupadi also. Hello! That would have... If I was Karna, you had me on the first one. The second one, and now I get Draupadi too? I'm there. But not Karna. Because Karna was thinking, this is irreligion. I am more religious than Krishna. Because no. I owe my everything to Duryodhan. That's the meaning of abandon all but. Karna was thinking, I'm more religious than Krishna. Because, yeah, Karna, what an idiot. You follow Duryodhan, and look what happened. What kind of, you read the Mahabharata, what kind of character was Duryodhan throughout his life? It is said that Duryodhan is the personification of the age of Kali. He had all the Kali Yuga qualities, arrogance, hubris. And that's who Karna, so Karna surrendered, not to Krishna, but he thought it was more religious to stay with Duryodhan. Less intelligent, unfortunate. So, we have all made the decision to surrender to Krishna. We have abandoned everything else, and we're sticking with Krishna. And like I said, I'll make that decision 100 times. I went over time. Please forgive me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Please forgive my offenses. And thank you for this wonderful opportunity to vituperate on Krishna. May Krishna bless you all. Hare Bol.